Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Breaking news, the NFL has made a decision on DK Metcalf, the discipline for his altercation with a fan during the Steelers game, the break between the first and second quarter, I believe, is when it happened. And they just put out this statement moments ago. Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf has been suspended without pay for 2 games for conduct detrimental to the NFL for initiating a physical confrontation with a fan during Sunday's game against the Detroit Lions. Metcalf's actions violate league policy, which specifies that players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time on game day, and if a player makes unnecessary physical contact with a fan in any way that constitutes unsportsmanlike conduct or presents crowd control issues and or risk of injury, he will be held accountable. Metcalf will be eligible to return to the Steelers active roster on Monday, January 5th, following the team's games in Week 17 against the Cleveland Browns, in Week 18 against the Baltimore Ravens. Under the collective bargaining agreement, Metcalf may appeal the suspension. A prompt hearing will be held by the commissioner or his designee. Now, I just found out about this. I know when it's acts on the field. So if a player gets suspended for a helmet-to-helmet hit or something like that, that the appeal is heard by former players. That's been jointly agreed upon by the NFL. Ramon Foster is actually one of those guys.
He just upheld one on a Seahawks player, I believe it was.
Jordy Nelson, the former Packers receiver, Aaron Rodgers' friend, the guy that scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl against us, is one of them. I don't think, because this is about like protecting the shield, I don't think this goes to players. I'm not even sure if it would be anybody other than Goodell, because of the kind of the domain this falls in.
So then if you're right, if it's just under Goodell's purview, does an appeal involve Metcalf saying, "I'm really sorry, like, please drop it down to one"?
I think the way that this gets changed, I think the way that this discipline would get, you know, successfully appealed, I don't think playing the card of, well, you've never done this to another player, would fly with Goodell if he's the person who hears it. I think there'd have to be some kind of smoking gun or new piece of evidence that came out of this.
But if the NFL has the rights to everything that happens on their fields as far as like sound and video.
Well, it would have to come from somebody in the stands.
Right. That's what I mean, is that
Because by now, if they
would be nothing exculpatory that they wouldn't have already found.
Yeah,
from Metcalf.
If there's any piece of audio from mic'd up players or mic'd up people on the sidelines, they would absolutely have gone over that by now. I think that's part of the reason why it took so much time, because they needed to make sure that they had looked into all the available means by which they could get access to whatever was said down there.
Do you think that they'll knock it down to one? I'm already seeing people think that if he appeals, it'll still be upheld, but it'll be reduced.
But on what grounds is what I'm saying? Like, if he
ground, what if he's, what if Metcalf, as part of his appeal, said, fine, like, I shouldn't have gone there, but I alerted a team security member last year with a different team about this guy. How did he still get right near the field in the same place?
But I don't think that
to get close to me.
I don't think DK Metcalf not liking a person is enough for him to have a guy removed from a game. It's what is the person's behavior. Well,
yeah, I guess the other thing would be the NFL would say, we investigated the guy and found he was just basically trolling you. There was nothing we could do. He wasn't threatening you. He wasn't saying anything that obviously crossed a red line.
The other thing that pops into my head here is we've already talked about the fan in question here seeking out legal counsel. If you discipline Metcalf, doesn't that kind of cover the NFL's ass on this?
Yes, I would think, because they're fining him de facto. It's a $1.4 million per game fine. So I would think the NFL says, hey, look, we did our part. Unless if the guy is suing and saying the league did not do enough in that moment to protect or prevent this from happening, which probably would be the grounds I would think of their suit.
Yep. But so, he would have to, wouldn't he have to show damages? I know this is getting very legal, but was he hurt? Was he injured?
He would have
what kind of emotional toll did this take on him?
I don't think he would be able to claim physical damages. As soon as the incident was over, he stood up with his hands up and was happy about it.
It's more the emotional pain and suffering per se, psychological,
but that would be more directly against Metcalf, because if he's saying, hey, Metcalf's the one saying that I said this, I didn't.
But if you're...
Because how could he even claim much emotional beyond Metcalf accused me of this, I didn't say it? Because in the moment after the game, he's given an interview to a free press reporter talking about how happy he is.
It's more the way that people have attacked him because of the things that Metcalf has alleged he said to provoke the confrontation in the first place. I want to take DK Metcalf's side, not just because I'm a Steelers fan, but I think he's an upstanding NFL player that doesn't have a history of doing a lot of heinous. He's done nothing. He's like, there are no off the field issues. What I have a hard time though, arguing or justifying on Metcalf's behalf here is what got him from the sideline over to
the railing,
this fan. Yes.
Which seems to have just been, from everything we've heard, garden variety trolling by a fan that he clearly lost his cool enough to go over there about.
Right.
If I'm the Steelers, I'm legitimately also not, I'm not just annoyed at the player for going over there. I'm very pissed at somebody whose job it is to literally probably block him physically from going over there.
Didn't do it.
Stand in front of him. If he shoves you out of the way or something, you at least attempted to do
your job. Where's their
version
of that Big Dom guy?
Or where's the get back guy?
The Big Dom in Philly who is in charge of that stuff.
God, I think Big Dom's kind of a clown, but I'm pretty sure Big Dom is the kind of person that would have prevented this from happening.
You need some Big Doms on your staff to keep this
from happening. What would be the Yinzer equivalent of Big Dom, an Italian guy from Philly, where they venerate Rocky Balboa? Would it be like
a big Polish guy,
like Yinzer Chuck or something like that? Chuck,
you know, the same thing in a weird way is true of this suspension as it is with what's going on with Watt. You have two things involving the Steelers' two highest paid players, Watt and Metcalf, that are 100% preventable.
Yep.
Dry needling, freak accident, and a player picking a fight with a fan. Both things should never happen. Both things are causing these highly paid, highly productive players to miss games at the end of the year. And frankly, it doesn't really sting that much because of where the Steelers are in the standings.
It would sting a lot more if they had lost that game yesterday.
Right. Or if
the Ravens had won.
If the Ravens had won.
Yeah, it definitely. Him not being in makes all their little good feelings offensively a lot tougher to feel good about because he still commands attention.
This is only going, I think, to get fans really riled up and fired up negatively if the Ravens somehow go to Green Bay and win Saturday night. And then you'll have a night of thinking, this is complete BS that we don't have DK Metcalf tomorrow.
Against a pretty good defense.
And we don't have TJ Watt tomorrow.
Right. In a place that is going to be as charged up as a three-win team's building can be because of the Garrett sack record and because they just want to beat the Steelers. The other thing is, it looks like there are people, since Love has a concussion, there are a lot of people watching that closely who still think even on a short week, he's probably going to go.
Oh, really?
That seems like I'm starting to hear that speculation. I'm not going to say it as like fact by any stretch because that's obviously a nebulous injury, but it seems from what I'm trying to glean like people are somewhat optimistic there.
The people that cover the NFL, all the insiders that have tweeted out this breaking news bulletin about the suspension, none of them seem to want to wade into the waters of whether or not this was justified and or whether or not the NFL maybe overstepped their bounds as far as we're going to suspend a guy for actions like this. It's interesting. And I'm thinking about this because you brought up Dan Graziano, who covers the NFL for ESPN.
He hasn't
tweeted
a peep.
Who was on a warpath about this yesterday.
Hasn't sent a peep about it since the news came down. Andrew Siciliano, who obviously used to do Red Zone and is now the Browns play-by-play man on the radio, who came on with us, and when I asked an innocent question about the quarterback jersey thing that they do, got very defensive.
Oh, yes, he did. I don't think he'll be coming on this week before the game.
No. He said if the Steelers end up missing the playoffs, Metcalf's season's over. This also feels like a two-game suspension that could get knocked down to only one, but that is just uninformed speculation. I'm going to offer this. I think Andrew Siciliano's got enough connections around the league still, despite his current job that's with one team, that when he writes that's just uninformed speculation, I at least kind of turn an arched eyebrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is he the kind of guy who's hearing something that makes him think that actually it is going to get knocked down?
I am watching that reverse angle that got posted of this video. I think it was late last night, where the one where you can really like see him pull on the guy's blue hair. There are the Ford Field security people are right there, man.
Like, what are they not doing?
Well, it's not just what are they not doing. It's, again, why didn't Metcalf go over to them and say, hey, can you tell this jackass, don't even eject him. Can you tell this guy to shut up?
Well, I don't think they could tell him to shut up unless he was saying stuff that clearly crossed like a line of obvious taste and whatever. And if he's you can ask, but they can probably just say, hey, buddy, could you cool it? And he sounds like from the looks of this guy and the way this guy has acted the whole way that he'd have been like, no, it's my right. I'm a paying customer.
There's also a cop that's right there on the field who's not in security. That's not in like a red or a yellow security shirt that's in, whether that's Michigan State Police or Detroit, whatever, not like a mall cop garb.
Paul Blart?
And that person just sees it happens and makes eye contact with Metcalf as he walks away, and everything's fine.
It's bizarre.
It's really weird,
man. It's
very
bizarre.
But this happened, and everybody other than CBS, which cast a light on it as soon as they came back from break, everybody else was just like, okay, whatever. We'll sort this out once the game is over.
I have another take on this that's just kind of become more clear to me a little bit. I don't know for sure. We have no idea. I think the one thing nobody can say that they know is what, if anything, was said between the two when they got face-to-face because Metcalf pulls his collar down like that. I honestly think if nothing was said and Metcalf, for whatever reason, decided to suggest that this guy said something, if he didn't, that's the big mistake. Is that if you just maybe do that and go over there and do not intimate anything that the guy said to you, do you maybe get less of a suspension? Does the guy not release a letter saying he's pursuing legal action potentially? Because it sounds like that fan, from all accounts, what he didn't like was that he got pilloried by Steelers fans and other people for allegedly saying racist and bigoted things.
Yep.
If you just let sleeping dogs lie, I almost feel like there's a part of this guy that would have just been like, I got under his skin, ha, 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 and then that would have been it. Pay me restitution for my shirt that you ripped. Maybe not. I'm just thinking out loud.
Well, here's another thought. Okay, so the guy starts by calling him his full name, and we've heard callers and texters say that DK Metcalf has a history of telling people that that's something he doesn't like. He doesn't like his real first and middle name. That's why he goes by DK. So this guy knows that. He's done his homework. It's like the student section at a college football or basketball game.
Like a Duke Blue Devils
They know
fan.
What they can do to get people riled up. So that's initially what gets DK Metcalf allegedly over there to confront this guy. If once he goes over there, the fan makes the racial slur and says the thing about his mom, and that's what causes him to grab his hair and swing up at him. When he's walking away from the situation, why doesn't he tell somebody that?
It's my thought.
Like, hey, I know this looks bad, what I just did. I want to let you know that this a-hole just said these things about me, so do something about it. That doesn't necessarily mean eject him, but don't you at least question the guy? Okay, Ford Field has been open for 20 years. This is the first time a fan has gotten into it with a player during a game. Maybe we should get to the bottom of why that happened. No, instead, the only reason why we have any clue over what happened is because some independent journalist at the game decided, you know what I should probably do? Go down and talk to the guy. How does the NFL not want to talk to the guy? How do the Ford Field security people not want to talk to the guy? How do the Steelers and Lions not want to talk to the guy at any point during the second half of the game? It's crazy. He stayed in his seat for the rest of the game, Chris.
The whole situation continues to be bizarre, but I think the thing I can safely say is it's just Metcalf in the initial stuff that got him to go over there, which is sign my jersey. He's yelling. He's trying to get his attention. And then it's pretty obvious that Metcalf realizes who the guy is and kind of like sees red at that point. Like just, oh, it's this a-hole again. Just don't go over, man. Before anything else would allegedly get said or any of it. Just don't go over. Steelers, don't let him go over.
That's the other big one right
there.
What
are you, like, you just said it. It looks like people involved know something's being said. If you think the guy might even have an inkling to have a short fuse and run over there or walk over there. It's not like he also sprinted to the rail. He walked
casually.
Get in front of him.
Right.
Get in his way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.